Welcome back to Grammar Grins, the podcast that takes your English language learning to a new level. I'm your host, as always, Rob. It's been a while since our last episode, and the reason is that I just had to take some time off from everything and recharge to get a fresh start. I hope you've done the same and spent quality time with your family and friends or in your fabulous company. In this episode, we will delve into the obstacles that can impede our learning of a foreign language and hamper our advancement towards mastery. I chose this subject because I have heard numerous students voicing their frustration with this matter, frequently attributing it to past instructors or questioning their own skills. I feel they are constantly anxious about their inability to attain fluency or proficiency in English. Some have even come to terms with it and incorporated it into their identity, which is disheartening and demoralizing. A few days ago, a person wrote to me on Instagram saying that they have always struggled with learning English because they felt that their teachers didn't help them want to learn English. "I just haven't found the right teacher," they said. Finding the right teacher is important because feeling comfortable with someone teaching us something we don't know lowers our affective filters and we become open and motivated to learn. A teacher who smiles and cares about the feelings and emotions involved in the learning process is a godsend. And I believe we've all had our fair share of teachers who are more than ready to sacrifice the student's well-being for their egotistical and monomaniacal feelings of grandeur, or people who do not understand that teaching doesn't necessarily imply learning. A nurturing, empathetic teacher can create an environment where students feel encouraged and motivated to learn. A teacher who understands that teaching is not just about imparting knowledge, but also fostering a love for the language can make a world of difference. However, finding the right teacher is only part of the problem when it comes to studying and learning. Various factors come into play. They may be psychological, personal, or cultural. They may be newly acquired, or they may be entrenched, rooted in a traumatic episode with a teacher from childhood, or they may come from a problematic family background. The only thing they have in common is that they are detrimental to our mental and physical well-being and our capacity to improve and ultimately become the best versions of ourselves. As a teacher, my primary goal is to help students overcome the challenges or obstacles they may face in learning a foreign language. I often remind them that the process is much easier now than it was in the past, thanks to modern technology. For example, they can listen to foreign radio stations, watch television in a foreign language, or even interact with native speakers of the language they're trying to learn. These resources were unavailable to me when I was their age, as I grew up without a computer or reliable internet connection. buying books in English was also challenging due to a lack of funds and bookstores selling books in other languages. Yet, I feel like, despite my best efforts, the message isn't getting through. So, let's talk about these barriers and figure out ways to avoid them. First on our list are psychological barriers. These can range from a fear of failure, anxiety about making mistakes, or the belief that language learning is beyond one's capabilities. It's essential to acknowledge that these feelings are entirely natural. Learning a new language is a process, not a destination. One effective way to overcome psychological barriers is by embracing a growth mindset. This means believing your intelligence and language abilities can be developed through consistent practice and perseverance. It's important not to let the fear of making mistakes hold you back, as they can serve as valuable stepping stones towards achieving fluency. The most successful language learners are those who take risks. They may not always prioritize accuracy in their communication, yet they still manage to convey their message, which is ultimately the goal in any situation. Allowing fear of failure and anxiety to take over will only hinder improvement, as mistakes will never be made and therefore never corrected. In an article published in TESOL Quarterly, a refereed journal focusing on second and foreign language education, Joan Rubin suggests that successful language learners are willing and accurate guessers, comfortable with uncertainty, as they strongly desire to communicate and learn from communication. They are not easily inhibited and are ready to risk appearing foolish to convey their message. They also pay attention to the language's structure, constantly searching for patterns. Furthermore, they actively seek opportunities to practice and monitor their speech and that of others, ensuring that their performance meets the standards they have learned. Lastly, they understand the importance of meaning and know that simply understanding the grammar or surface form of a language is not enough to comprehend a message. So, next time you're anxious about speaking or writing in English, think about what a successful language learner would do. Would they stop in their tracks or take the bull by the horns? Next up, let's talk about personal barriers. Sometimes our life circumstances can hinder language learning. You may have a busy schedule, family responsibilities, or other commitments that leave you with limited time and energy for study. It's crucial to remember that learning a language doesn't require hours of daily practice. Sometimes 15 minutes per day can make a world of difference. consistency and efficient use of your available time are critical. Explore techniques like short, focused study sessions, incorporating language into your daily routine, or leveraging technology for on-the-go learning. You can gradually break down these personal barriers by making language learning a seamless part of your life. Listen to a podcast while commuting or read the lyrics while listening to a song in English on Spotify. You don't necessarily have to understand everything. The most important thing is to push your brain into processing something different from your native language. Listen to the BBC while cleaning the house, cooking, or doing other household tasks. You don't have to pay attention to everything you hear. However, gradually you will notice that with time, certain words and expressions will jump at you in different contexts, which will help you understand and learn those words and expressions without needing a dictionary. It's important to remember that learning English shouldn't feel like a chore. After a long day, reading an article about quantum physics in English may not be at the top of your to-do list. That's why finding content that matches your interests and passions is crucial. For example, if you enjoy psychology, try searching for a podcast on that topic. My favorite is Hidden Brain, this podcast that explores unconscious patterns driving human behavior. Or if you're into bike repair, for instance, look for English language YouTube videos on the subject. I'm sure you'll find plenty of material on that topic. Remember, your interests should fuel your pursuit of language proficiency. Otherwise, you may lose motivation and find yourself scrolling through Instagram instead of learning. Let's now discuss cultural barriers that may arise when learning a new language. These can come from societal expectations, stereotypes, or biases related to language acquisition. Some examples of such barriers include hearing people claim that it's too hard for adults to learn a new language, or that one can never fully master a foreign language. Throughout my journey, I have encountered numerous obstacles in which prospective employers have questioned my ability to teach English as a non-native speaker. This idea is commonly referred to as native speakerism, which is an ideology that asserts that only individuals born in English-speaking nations can provide the best models and instruction of English, as they represent Western culture and its associated standards of English and teaching methods. Italian students learning English in particular often face stereotypes and discrimination. Many of my students have shared their experiences of being laughed at or bullied by classmates when speaking English in a certain way. This can create pressure to conform to these prejudices and perpetuate them. The English language teaching and learning environment is riddled with such misconceptions, so it is vital to challenge them. Learning a language is not limited by age or nationality, and perfection is not the goal. Language proficiency is about effective communication and connection. So, surround yourself with a supportive community, whether in person or online, that celebrates language learning at any stage of life. And that's it. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Grammar Grins. We hope you found value and inspiration in today's episode. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes where we'll continue to explore the world of English language learning. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep spreading those positive vibes. Cheerio!